We're just in the zoology museum at UNE, and we're in the zoology building. The museum is actually used for teaching for undergrad students, plus also as a museum open to the public. And we're basically got a whole suite of different collections that have been put in here over the last 40 or so years. And in particular, at the moment, a lot of the collections from the back room are sort of actually out on display. In some sense, actually out of the back room because we're getting it refurbished. So a lot of the unusual specimens, especially in large vials and containers, are actually out as we get a new compactor system put into the back room. And so it's really interesting because there's a lot of stuff that even the technicians haven't seen here before.
And you were really excited to come down here today. You've mentioned it about four times. So what have you got here that is so unusual that people may not have seen before?
Well, at the moment, we've got a lot of different snake specimens and also different reptiles. A lot of these specimens, some of these have actually potentially gone extinct now. They were actually, when they were collected, they might have been killed by roadkill. Or even, 20 or 30 years ago, a lot of zoologists would actually go out and collect them themselves. We don't do that anymore. We usually wait for the animals to be potentially taken from collections. If they've died, then they'll bequeath them to the university. But previously, when we had a curator and a taxidermist and people, actually a lot of technicians associated with the museum, they would actually go out and do collections for them. And so we have, it's just an amazing array of different animals about. So we've got skeletons, we've got preserved specimens. And, even for me, it's just amazing to see all these animals out and sort of in the one spot. It's great.
Have you had a chance to have a look through yourself, or is there anything that you've been particularly surprised to find or see?
It's some really interesting snake specimens. Just see them so up close and personal. When you come close face to face with a snake, usually the first reaction is to jump back. But at least when they're in the preserved specimens, is actually just to see the real fine nature on their scales and also to see the really unique markings on their head. It's just great. Wow. And also a lot of the insect species that have been collected, again, they're different to ones that I might collect from my own research. And, there's some really nice specimens in there as well.
So this would be 40 years worth of collecting?
Yeah, and also more if people have bequeathed specimens that they've also had over time. It's like, sort of museum specimens. If someone's collected them, it's been 40 years, but if they're from someone else's sort of personal collection, they might bequeath it to the museum after, 30 or 40 years of collecting themselves. Yeah. We've also got collections in the main part of the museum all from over the world. We've actually got, some really unique specimens up here that aren't found anywhere else in Australia.
Well, should we have a walk through and we'll have a little look? Is the museum open to the public? Can anyone come through?
Yep, the museum's usually open from 9:30 to 4:30 on weekdays. And if you're just coming sort of as individuals or families, you can just turn up and have a wander through. But usually we get, if they're sort of school groups coming through and or sort of larger sort of coach tours, we usually try and get you to organise beforehand just so that someone's down here to sort of, just help you actually look at all the specimens and see what you can find.
Well, what's particularly, do you find particularly outstanding?
Well, we have some really interesting bird specimens here, especially the way that they've actually been presented. It's, they're sort of in their natural state, I guess, plus also wedge-tailed eagles. Behind you here in the drawers, we actually have some really interesting shell collections, and they're actually bequeathed to us. It's probably one of the best shell collections in the South Pacific.
I like the idea of a shell collection. Can we open that drawer? That sounds like a nice safe one for me.
So, you can see the way that they're shown is that so most of them will have their species name on there and also their family name, as with most scientific work. A lot of information is on what they are, where they're collected from, and their relationship with other species, so their phylogenetic relationships or their, basically how they're related to other individuals. So we actually have this, shell collection was bequeathed to us. We also have some collections where some drawers that we actually show on open days. So your favourite, the snakes and the spiders.
Oh, they're really tiny, aren't they?
that's actually an eastern brown snake. So a juvenile eastern brown. So that's how they start off small. and things like cane toads we show, plus also a whole range of different going through the phylogenetic relationships, so through shells, through to and insects and other also the other arthropod groups as well, through to the mammals. We also have a really interesting geological collection and sort of evolutionary collection here. Things like the sort of looking at how groups have changed over time, and some of the collections. I don't know if we can get one. The Archaeopteryx, for example, we have. If you heard of the Archaeopteryx, sort of the reptile relationships with the birds. That's sort of across the evolutionary time. We've actually got four or so casts of those, which were collected from around the world. And so it's really nice to have those type of collections here. Also, evolution of humans. We have a sort of display here of that. And also, so you can actually see, you know, the relationships between all the animals. So going down from the sort of small micro animals right through the invertebrates, through the different groups of insects, spiders, snails, and then going into the vertebrates, so the things that we're more sort of used to seeing, I guess, around the place, and then through to humans as well. And we also have some nice skulls and things up top.
How important is a collection like this for your students and for
it's
other students?
It's really important. Yeah. We actually have most of our classes come through here, and all first-year biology students will come in here and have a look. But over time, it's great to have the teaching collection so close to our practical rooms, because even if the students aren't using it, they can always walk through and have a look at the collection. And it's they get to see, the more they come in here, it's like every time you come in here you might see something different. Mm. And so that in itself is really exciting. And just for the region, it's a really great
how
resource.
How important a resource is it for our part of the world?
It's really important. One of the ideal things that we can make this into is actually a regional repository for animals that are collected around here. And that's one reason why, hopefully, when we upgrade the back room in the museum, we can actually hopefully get some more space, so we can actually start getting some collections back into the over time. So for things like museums are fantastic to assess impacts like climate change, because if you have specimens that have been collected over a few hundred years, or even 10 or 20 years, you can actually start to assess changes in body type, changes in morphology. So also the distributions might change, and if you have the right information, so if you know what species it is, you know where it was collected from, then you can actually start putting these link, individuals that are collected at different times together, and actually start to assess the changes in their distribution and also how they interact with other species.
So we've come up a further way up the hall, and it's a bit of an extended part of the museum. What have we got here?
This is our wall of horns. This is an example of a collection that was done over 100 years ago. So in the 1900s, this collection of horns from what's now known as Botswana were collected by a gamekeeper, and then they were bequeathed to the university.
So what kind of animals have we got on the wall?
Well, there's examples of buffalo, but we also have antelope, a whole series of different antelope. Basically, a lot of the large game animals that you might see in Africa, or even not see in Africa anymore, a whole range of the different species are shown up here. Just to give you an example of what species are there based on their horn type.
And do students ever get to look into these guys or do papers or research on them?
They don't. They more use this as examples of what, potentially, what a good collection can look like. Again, you wouldn't do this type of collection anymore, because basically it's unethical to go out and collect. But it's actually these collections that have been done previously are a really important resource for people to understand the type of diversity you find, even in mammals, based on their horn types. And it's a really great resource for, to understand that, on the African savannas, for example, it's not just one or two species. There's actually a whole range of species out there, very similar, but they're unique in the way that they live and the way they behave. And a lot of them, the males especially, will use their horns to fight with. And so you can just see the diversity of, animals here based on their horns, and that in itself can tell you a lot about the way they behave and the way they interact with their environment.
Nigel, here's your chance for the big sell. Why is this museum so good and so important?
Well, it's just unique for our region. It is one of the few places you can see outside of the major capital centres to actually see zoology in its a range of different species and how they sort of interact with each other. And even though it's a static collection, but just to have a look at the diversity of animals out there and just to understand the importance that the animals play in our life, from in both invertebrates and vertebrates, as well as humans. And it's really, I think it's quite interesting just to come and spend some time out here looking at what's around, open up a few drawers and have a look. And it's always great to open up a drawer. You never know what you're going to find.